Heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. So we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax boys basketball game. Let's take a look at the schedule tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. In the Dareland Conference tonight, Ellsworth is at Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran. In the Dunn St. Croix, along with the Durand, Arkansas Colfax game, Glenwood City is at Plum City Elmwood. That game being held at Plum City High School. Elk Mound is hosting Mondovi. Spring Valley is on the road to Boyceville. Girls basketball tonight in the Dareland Conference, Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran is at New Auburn. Oliva Strum hosting Alma Pepin. Augusta is at Independence Gilmanton. Middle Border Conference girls basketball tonight, Somerset travels to Baldwin Woodville. Ellsworth is hosting Amory. Altoona is at Osceola. That's what's happening around the area tonight on the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. Coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, we're going to talk with Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky about the win over Boyceville and tonight's game against Colfax. That's coming up on the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. It's Durand, Arkansas boys basketball on WRDN.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit. With world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole-person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
Welcome back to the Advent Health Panther Preview, brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. As we get ready for tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax boys basketball game, joining us right now, Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. And coach, while you wrap up the first half of the conference season with a nice win over Boyceville, so we're undefeated. That's nice. But now it's when it gets interesting because, you know, let's first talk about that Boyceville game, though. First, really a nice way to wrap up that first half of the conference season.
It really was. And going up there, playing, you know, on a gym you're not familiar with because you haven't, you know, at their place, it was really nice to see how well we shot from three, you know, and multiple guys getting in and getting a look and knocking it down. I think we shot over, you know, 56% or something like that from three that night. And that's, you know, we'll have our 17% games too, you know. So, but it's nice at this time of year to start seeing that from multiple guys. And hopefully that's something we can kind of ride on. And I've seen it in practice in the last 3 days, guys shooting well in practice. So hopefully that confidence is really coming. And it'd be a great time right now to see that where we're getting open looks from outside and we're knocking them down.
As a former player, okay, describe that. Why is it so can be so difficult on the road? I'll use the Hoosiers example. When the team comes into the state tournament, see, the hoop's the same, the court's the same, the height above the floor is the same, everything's the same. So what makes it so difficult when you're on the road?
I think just, you know, the backdrop, whether it's a really long distance and that perception there, that depth perception, or just things in the background that could be on the wall, that just something that you're not used to every day shooting on. And if you were there every day, it's home for you, right? So I think that plays into it quite a bit. You know, I think for us, we've kind of have a home court advantage that way in our kind of gym, especially when we're middle border and all the bigger gyms that they had and stuff too. So it's just the fact that you're not there shooting every single day and used to it.
Talking with Durand, our Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky. All right, so yep, we did great in the first half. Now it's second half of season. Everybody knows kind of what everyone's doing. Yes, we defeated Colfax the first game earlier this year. What have you seen, at least over that course of time? Any changes they've made in how they play?
not a ton of changes. I've seen, you know, maybe a little more consistent with some things, cleaning up turnovers, but they have thrown in a little bit of zone here and there that I've seen. Not a ton of it. They're still primarily a man-to-man team. Just cleaning that up, you know, just playing better team defense than early on in the season. We played them pretty early. I told our guys, you know, now we got a big target on our back and everybody's going to be gunning for us. And we really got to, every team we played early on are going to be better the second time we play them. So we got to be ready and show that we're getting and we're improving too. So just having that high focus, the first time you played somebody is not going to be the same the second time around. So we just got to come out and play our game.
Is that, and I'll, let's use that. Is it easier to play a team that you first faced in the later in the first half of the season, or like you said, you know, Colfax? Okay, that was early in the season, but everybody's putting the puzzle together. So, yeah, we kind of throw that game out. And what was going on? I mean, which do you prefer?
Well, it's kind of tough. Like as a coach, I throw it out the window and say, you know, they're going to be totally different. We got to come ready to play. But as players, I don't know. You know, I don't know in their minds, oh, we beat them big time last time. They might be thinking this one should be just the same, but that's not the case. You know, you got to, and I, as a coach, you try to just remind them, you're going to get everybody's best game now. Their whole season could be beating us right now. So we got to come ready to play, and it'll start on the defensive end for us and owning some rebounds and making sure our bigs are taking care of the boards and then getting out into our action on offense.
They do have, I can't think of the kid's name, but they have one, their leading scorer. I mean, whoa, he's like 18, 19 points a game. When you've seen the film on him, is he one of those that gets it in the paint, or is he one of these guys that, I'll throw it up behind the arc?
You know, he does a little both, and he does a good job getting to the hoop. He takes a lot of tough shots, but he makes some tough shots too. So he's one we got to just contest everything that he throws up there. And when he does miss, we got to get that rebound. And that's the biggest thing that I can see. I mean, when we played him the first time, we did a good job. We stayed in our zone, and we did a good job just knowing where he was at. So if you extend out on his zone, he does drive in there. Now he's trying to finish over Ethan and Dane and Grady and all those guys. So that makes it extremely tough for him. So hopefully, you know, we see that again tonight where we just locate him on the three and then run him off and make him make tough shots.
I know with sometimes a very good offense, even if you don't make the shot, and because I've seen us do that to other teams, okay, they got a couple of big guys in there, constantly be driving in to draw fouls, and then these guys get in foul trouble and they're out. Is that something you're nervous about with this game against Colfax, that's what this player just might do?
Yeah, he could. Dane, you know, our big guys have been getting pretty good at getting that ball out of the air. You know, he more picks up fouls when they just post him in the paint and they're banging with him and then he picks it up. So a lot of times he's done a pretty good job, but when they're driving in to keep his distance and go after that ball in the air, and just discourage a bad shot or get the block. So I'm not too worried on them getting in foul trouble tonight as much as maybe another night, but you never know. They get in there and get some body, and we make a poor choice or get out of position. They could obviously pick those up and get in foul trouble, but I think Dane will do a good job of that underneath tonight.
Defensively for them, is their big scorer pretty active on the defense?
With their man, they're all pretty active. They have put some press on a little bit here as of late with a few teams. It'll be interesting if they come out and press us right away or not. Our guys have kind of been feeling good on the press and like seeing it, where they know they're going to try and cut through it and get some layups. So it'll be interesting if they do. We'll see. I think they might come out in some zone right away, but you never know. They'll probably come out in some man, and hopefully we can get into what we want to get into.
Let's face it here. I've done the games. Every time I've seen teams go into, I've seen Elk Mound do that to you. Oh, we're going to put this press on, and it was like layup, layup, layup. After a while, I would think if I'm the opposing coach, the last thing I'm going to do to these guys, because this is what they do. I mean, are you expecting maybe to see less of that because of how successful we are against the press?
Yes and no, because we have the size too, where if they want to slow us down, we can try to take advantage of our size. So some teams would want to try to get something on us in the full court. So it really depends on the team and what they want to do. Now, you know, with Ryan Mason going out this year with that ACL, that takes one of our guards out of there too. So it might be something if teams really stick with it and start wearing us down out there, we could start making some mistakes. So it'll be interesting what teams decide to do going forward.
Going to be a fun one tonight. Good luck, Coach. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thanks.
Durand, Arkansas head coach Justin Radetzky on the way. Starting lineups and tip-off, Durand, Arkansas, Colfax, and boys high school basketball. Coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator, W297CH, Durand.
What does it mean to feel whole? For some, it's omega-3s, high fives, or shuffleboard.
Yes.
It's kale, kiwi, kumquats, all together. Whatever helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support it. We're here to heal what hurts, ease your mind, and lift your spirit with world-class medical expertise and compassionate whole person care. So go for it. Get back on your feet. Overcome the odds. Live your best life and feel whole with Advent Health. To learn more, visit AdventHealth.com.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Colfax High School as we are just moments away from tonight's Durand, Arkansas Colfax boys basketball game. Once again, good evening. I'm Brian Winnikins, and a special welcome to the men and women serving in the military listening to our broadcast on our streaming audio service. We'd like to say thank you for your service, and we hope tonight's broadcast brings you a taste of home wherever you may be serving. Thank you to Adam Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand, and also Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. And then they are our streaming audio sponsors at our website. Also, welcome to those of you watching our broadcast on our streaming video service as well. That is being brought to you by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. And the Colfax Pep Band with tonight's national anthem. Let's give you our starting lineups for tonight. Well, for Durand, Arkansas, 7-0 in the Dunn St. Croix in first place. Coming out will be junior Parker Olmstead at number 3. Number 5, senior Blake Saylor. Number 22, senior Grady Hayden. Number 24, senior Ethan Hurlbert. And number 25, junior Dane Bates. Panthers will be in their dark uniforms, the purple uniforms with the purple numerals, and they'll be going from right to left. And for the Colfax Vikings, they are 3-4 in the Dunn St. Croix tonight. And coming out will be number 4, junior Aiden Fisher. Number 10, senior Elijah Entsminger. Number 15, senior Mason Yarrington. Number 23, senior Blake Johnson. And number 33, senior Eli Ralph. The Vikings in their white uniforms with the red numerals. And they will be going from left to right this evening in this first half. From the JV game earlier tonight, it was Durand, Arkansas winning that game 57-37. All right, so they're introducing the Vikings now, and we'll be ready to go here in just a moment. Thank you to our high school sports sponsors. We will be thanking these folks throughout the night. Again, without the support of these businesses and organizations, it's pretty simple. You wouldn't be hearing tonight's game.
because we wouldn't be here. So please thank Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Ice fishing just around the corner. It's here. We've had some pretty nice ice, even though you're going to have to be careful out on the ice. With the warm weather coming up, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for all of your fishing needs. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue, West Durand, providing clarity to your financial picture and helping you navigate toward a more prosperous future. Visit HeikeWealth.com for more information. And Beeves Restaurant, Plum City. Visit Beeves Restaurant in Plum City for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Daily and weekly specials, including the Sunday buffet. Visit Beeves' Facebook page for daily and new specials. All right, we're ready to go with Dane Bates at center. And he will be facing Eli Ralph at center court. And the ball's up, tipped and controlled back to Hayden. We are underway. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Olmstead. Olmstead now back to Saylor. Saylor on the left wing now. Debates top of the key. Inside to Hayden. Hayden puts it up short. No good. Rebounded by Ralph. Back the other way we go. Over to Ensminger now. He's their leading scorer. And bounce pass now over to Fisher. Fisher, Ensminger at center. Now onto the left wing. Back to the top of the key. Left wing now to Yarrington. Yarrington, Ensminger. They're just staying on the left side. Panthers in a 2-3 zone. Now over to Fisher. Fisher bounce pass inside. Ensminger with a turnaround jumper up and in. That's why he scores 18 a night. And full court press now. Inbounded to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt across the timeline. Hurlburt now over to Yarrington, or to check that to Saylor. Saylor now back to Bates. Bates inside, throws it out of bounds. And it'll go back to Colfax, leading 2-0. And so inbounded now to Fisher. And now a cross-court pass nearly intercepted, but Johnson across the timeline now. Ensinger thought about the three in the left wing, said, oh, can't do that with Hurlburt in his face. Bounce pass now over to Fisher. Fisher to Ensinger. Ensinger now will have it at the top of the key. Ensinger now over to Fisher. Fisher tries to get it inside to Johnson on the right baseline, but they got to come back out towards center court. Ensinger now directing traffic over to Yarrington. Yarrington bounce pass back to Johnson at center. Over to Yarrington on the left wing. Back to Johnson. Johnson now to Yarrington on the left wing. They're just working on that left side through the zone. They're trying to get through the zone to Fisher now. Fisher bounce pass over to Johnson. To Yarrington on the left wing. And again, they're trying to get it inside to Ensinger. They finally do. He's in the lane, puts up a turnaround jumper. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Yarrington with the rebound. And out to back towards center to Fisher. Fisher now over to Yarrington. Yarrington now back over towards center court. And inside to Fisher. Fisher turnaround shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates over to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Colfax leads 2-0. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the left, on the right wing. Back to Hayden at the top of the key. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead now loses the ball. Stolen. Wow, what a steal by Fisher. Fisher the other way. Up and in. And back the other way now comes Saylor. Saylor into the lane. Dishes it back over to Bates. Bates kicks it back out. Hurlburt, three ball on the way. Whoa! Ethan Hurlburt with a big three. So 4-3 Vikings, 15 minutes remaining in the half. Still not across the timeline is Yarrington. Now he passes it across the timeline to Ensinger, and he'll get it back out towards center to Fisher. Fisher now over to Yarrington. Yarrington now looking for a cutter inside. No one home. They go back out to the outside. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hayden. Hayden now to Olmstead. Olmstead will bring it up across the timeline for the Panthers. Colfax leads 4-3. Over to Saylor. Saylor left wing. Now he'll come over to the top of the key looking for a cutter inside. No one home. Back over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now inside to Bates. Bates right baseline. Up and in. Panthers lead 5-4. So full court Panther press over to Johnson. Johnson now to Yarrington. and trying to direct traffic. Still not across the timeline now. Long cross-court pass back over to Yarrington. He'll put up the three-ball. Shot no good. And rebounded by Johnson. Johnson, he'll put up the shot. No good. Tipped by Bates, but trying to save it was Ralph, but he saved it to Hurlburt. Hurlburt over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Bates. Bates, stop. Shot good. 7-4 Panthers. 13:52 left in the half. Now a full-court Panther press. Looks like a 2-2-1 press. And bringing it up is Entminger, and he'll pass it off to Yarrington. Yarrington now will pass it over to Fisher. Fisher back at center to Yarrington over on the left wing. Bounce pass to Fisher. Fisher on the right wing. Looking for a cutter inside. No one there. 2-3 Panther zone, by the way. And back the other way now is Yarrington. He'll go to the top of the key. Now he'll retreat back out. On the outside is Fisher. Fisher now he'll... Him and Yarrington switch spots. Yarrington now on the right side. Now bounce pass over to Fisher, left wing. Down to the right corner, or left corner, back to Fisher on the left wing. Now to the top of the key. Inside now, they take it back out. Yarrington thought about the three, but can't do it. Now bounce over to Yarrington. Now he'll take the three from the right wing. Shot runs out, no good. Tip. He gets the loose ball after being tipped by Ralph. Okay, we'll try this all over again. Now inside into the lane is Johnson. Johnson tries to force it into Ralph, but it's going to be busted up. And Hurlburt will get the pass from Hayden. Hurlburt across the timeline now over to Saylor. Saylor left wing. Saylor now to the top of the key. Back to Hurlburt, top of the key now. Hurlburt over to Olmstead. Olmstead now inside to Bates. Bates right baseline up and in. 9-4 Panthers. Again, that 2-2-1 press. Long cross-court pass across the timeline to Yarrington. Yarrington now looking for a cutter, but no one there. Over to Entzinger and back to Yarrington. Inside now to Entzinger. He'll be on the right wing, puts up the jump shot. Wow. Guy in his face puts it up and in. Inbounded now to Olmstead. Olmstead now will come across the timeline for the Panthers. He's going to keep it himself. Tries to split two defenders, but kicks it back out to Bates. Bates tried to find Hurlburt, but loose ball. Fisher comes up with it. Fisher back the other way now. He stopped. 15-footer. No good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt. Bomb to Hayden. Hayden lays it up and in. 11-6 Panthers. 11:40 remaining in the half. As Entzminger is now will bring it to pass across the timeline over to Fisher. Back now Fisher on the wing over to Johnson. Johnson top of the key. Again, Panthers in this zone. Now they try to get it inside to Ralph in the baseline. They kick it back out doing the high-low over to Entzminger. And he'll put up the three ball. So 11-9 Panthers. Olmstead across the timeline. And Olmstead now at the top of the key now. Kicks over to Saylor. Saylor left wing. Head fakes the three. Back over to Hurlburt at the top of the key now. Hurlburt tries to drive inside back to Hayden. Hayden now on the left wing. Hayden goes to the right, now back to the left, inside to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now on the left baseline, comes back out to the wing. Cross-court pass to Bates. Bates, 10-foot shot. Oh, it rims out. No good. And rebounded by Entminger. And here across the timeline now comes Fisher with it. And now back to Johnson. Johnson will pass it to Fisher. Fisher on the wing now. Cross-court pass over to Johnson. Johnson to Entminger. Oh, that's a tough name, man. Like Smith and Jones, over to Fisher. Fisher now inside pass to Ralph. Ralph puts up the shot on the left baseline, rims out, no good. Rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead back the other way to Saylor. Saylor splits two defenders, whistle and a foul. Going to the line for two will be Saylor. Foul is going to be on Yarrington, his first. So going to the line for two is Saylor. Thank you to Duran Napa Farmers. Visit Duran Napa for all of your custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and all the parts you need to keep that farm equipment running, especially with spring planting just around the corner. Also, Endemis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer. Endemis Silo, Highway 25, Duran. First free throw, no good. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Duran. Changing the way you experience health care. Find out more at provisions.health. And so another free throw by Saylor coming in. Weisenbeck's in now for the Panthers along with Anderson. And Saylor's free throw is good to make it. Did they disallow the free throw? Nope. Okay, 12-9 now. So coming across the timeline now is Fisher. Fisher now looking for a cutter. No one there. Now back over to Johnson. Johnson here on the left side now tries to come down to the wing, but gets cut off. Tries to pass over to Entsminger, and he went left. Ball went right. Out of bounds. Panther ball. So now Weisenbeck to inbound it. And inbounds it now to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline. Over to Weber now, who's in on the left wing. Weber over to Hurlburt, top of the key. To Anderson, left wing. Back to Weber, top of the key. Now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the right wing, drives inside into the lane, kicks it back out to Weisenbeck and puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Anderson, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Fisher. Fisher to Entsminger, and across the timeline now come the Vikings. Panthers lead by 3, 12-9, 9:20 remaining in the half. Into the corner now to Fisher in the left corner. Back to Entsminger, and now a cross-court pass to Yarrington here on the right side. Yarrington now looking for a cutter, no one there. Entsminger, top of the key, wide open, three ball! And we're tied. And so across the timeline comes Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline now over to Weber. Weber, top of the key now, 15-foot shot, no good, rims out, and a loose ball, and coming up with it is Schwartz, and across the timeline now, three ball on the way, rims out, no good, rebounded by Weisenbeck. And Olmstead now, Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers, we're tied at 12, 8:35 remaining. And hands it off to Weber now on the left wing. Weber, here comes the trap. And cross-court pass now to Weisenbeck. Weisenbeck thought about the three, but instead tried to get it inside to Anderson. And it's intercepted, tipped back by Fisher. Back over to Entsminger, and he'll put up the circus shot, whistle, and a foul. Foul will be on Weisenbeck. Think of the Goodrich Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations. Find out about pre-planning services online at GoodrichFH.com. Alcivia Co-op, your certified Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor, is Alcivia Co-op. First free throw good. Security Financial Bank, where electronic banking is easy. 212 West Prospect Street, Durand. And Advent Health Durand. Time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at AdventHealth.com. And next free throw makes them both. He already has 12 in this half. Quickly back the other way is Anderson. Anderson gets fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. Then Colfax leads by two. Foul will be on Fisher. First free throw is good. Thank you to Sunstrom & Company. It's tax time. Call Sunstrom & Company at 672-4425 to schedule your tax appointment today. And Charles Gas, your Whirlpool appliance dealer with installation and service at downtown Durand at Charles LP Gas and Appliance. Both free throws by Anderson are good, tied at 14. Approaching the eight-minute mark now. Coming across the timeline is Hovde. Hovde now passes it back off to Entsminger. Entsminger now tries to drive inside, but they'll kick it into the corner. Fisher, three ball on the way from the left corner. 17-14, Colfax. Weisenbeck across the timeline now inside to Anderson. Anderson now, he's in trouble. Tries to put up a circus shot. No good. Tip. And Colfax saves it. Schwartz back to Fisher. Fisher across the timeline now. Three-point Viking lead. And Fisher now on the left wing. Bounce pass to Entsminger. Into the lane. Puts up the shot. Good. He hasn't missed one yet. And across the timeline now is Weber. Whistle timeout. Timeouts Panthers. 19-14. Colfax leads with 7:18 remaining in the first half. And thank you to NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning. Ask about the tanning and fitness bundle packages now. Also, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency. Your hometown agent's not representing you. Hometown agents representing you, not individual insurance companies. And also Jerry Bear & Sons, featuring dog and pet food from Nutrisource and Diamond, located by Ennis Silo, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. They make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business. Tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. Panther ball now. And inbounding it now will be to our left will be Hurlburt. Again, Colfax leads by five now, 19-14. Inbounded to Bates. Bates back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now over to Weber on the left wing. Weber cross-court pass to Hayden. Hayden top of the key. Hayden now looking for a cutter over to Olmstead. Olmstead right wing. He'll try to drive inside. Stop. Three ball on the way. Shot's good by Olmstead for the three. 19-17 now, Colfax. Entminger is going to come across the timeline. And he fakes left, goes right, and puts up the shot. Good. He has 16 so far in this half. Across the timeline now is Olmstead. Olmstead trying to work off the screen from Hayden. Now he'll stop. He thought about the three, decided against it. Over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt now back at center, trying to direct traffic. Now to Weber. 21-17, Colfax to Hayden now back at center. Now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt on the left wing. Hurlburt now looking for a cutter. No one there. Bates in the left corner. Bates cross-court pass to Weber. Weber back at center to Hurlburt now on the right wing. Tries to drive inside. Can't do it now. Over to Hayden. Hayden tries to drive in. Can't do it. Hurlburt right corner. Three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim. No good. Tip, 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 tip. And Entsminger comes up with it. He'll bring it across the timeline. Comes down to the top of the key now. He's going to drive in, pulls up, 15-footer. First shot he's missed tonight. Rebounded by Bates. Over to Olmstead now. 5:37 remaining in the half. Colfax leads 21-17. As Olmstead now over to Hurlburt, top of the key. Inside to Bates. Bates up and in. 21-19 now, Colfax. Entsminger will bring it up across the timeline for the Vikings. Pass to Fisher. Now Fisher will try to drive in on the left side. Kicks it back out to the corner to Nichols. Nichols tries to drive in. Can't do it. Pass into the lane. Shot put up by Rolf. No good. Rebounded by Colfax. Driving inside is Fisher from the left wing. Up and in. 23-19, Colfax. Hurlburt to bring it up across the timeline for the Panthers. 4:55 remaining in the half. Over to Olmstead now on the right wing. Olmstead now over to Bates. Bates top of the key inside to Hurlburt. Whistle, no shot. Foul will be on Entsminger, his first. So they'll inbound it on the far side to our left. And that'll be Hurlburt to inbound it. Hurlburt looking over to Weber. Weber at the top of the key. Over to Hurlburt now in the left corner. Hurlburt now to Weber. Weber on the wing. Out to Hayden. Hayden top of the key. Back to Weber on the left wing. It's like Colfax now in a zone. Back over to Weber. Weber over to Olmstead. Olmstead to Hayden on the right wing now. Back to Olmstead. Olmstead inside to Bates. Bates inside to Weber. Weber puts up the shot on the right baseline. No good. As it rims out, rebounded by Johnson. Quickly back the other way. Now come the Vikings. That's Entsminger, and he'll come across the timeline. Vikings lead by four, 23-19. Shot put up by Fisher at the free throw line. Gets the shooter's roll. 25-19 now, Colfax. Across the timeline comes Olmstead to Hurlburt. Hurlburt inside to Bates. Whistle to foul. Foul will be on number 33, Ralph, and that'll be his first. So inbounding it to our left will be Hurlburt. So Hurlburt to inbound it now. Looking, bounce pass inside to Anderson. Anderson up and in. Oh, wow, they just kind of let Max Anderson go right down the lane. 25-21, Panthers. Across the timeline now is Entsinger, and he'll come over to the center court now. Now he'll No, he retreats back. He's starting to come up to the left wing now. And he'll try to drive inside now is Fisher. Fisher drives in, puts up the circus shot, whistling a foul on Bates. Thank you to Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner, the Chet Fitzsmith Funeral Home serving the Mondovi area. Find out about pre-planning funeral services by calling 926-3630 or visit chetfit-smithfuneralhome.com. First free throw was good. Bauerbilt Tire, with 80 years of experience, let Bauerbilt take care of all of your automotive needs. Give them a call for an appointment, 672-8300, or visit them online at bauerbilt.com. Both free throws by Fisher are good. Back to a 27-21 lead for Colfax. Over to Olmstead now. Olmstead back at center to Bates now on the left wing. Into the corner, left corner now over to Hurlburt on the left baseline. Hurlburt falling back. Now Saylor inside pass to Bates. Bates up and in. 27-23, Colfax. Inbounded now to Entsminger. Full court press now across the timeline. And pass now over to Johnson. Here comes a three ball. Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. Anderson to Olmstead. Olmstead to Saylor. Saylor lays it up and in. 27-25 Panthers. Well, easy basket on the transition. Approaching the 240 mark. Whistle and timeout Colfax. 240 remaining in the half. Colfax leading 27-25. We have the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. Thank you to The Cottage, from floral arrangements to Valentine Day gifts for mom. Visit The Cottage, downtown Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop. With car restoration and collision repair, it's the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, downtown Durand. Durand Fresh Markets, your hometown grocery store, Durand Fresh Market. Download the new app for additional savings. Visit freshmarketwy.com for more information. And Numbers R Us, your daily money managers. Rhonda's bonded and insured. Call Rhonda for a free consultation at 672-8093 or visit her online at numbersrus.com. Please thank all of our sponsors as they make our broadcast possible here on WRDN. Give them a call, drop them an email, tell them, visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcasts. As Johnson now will come up, try to get across the timeline. Pass nearly picked off, but Fisher comes up with it. And he'll stop. Shot. Rims out. No good. Tip. Anderson with the rebound. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead. Bomb to Bates. Bates grabs it. Puts up the shot. Blocked. Blocked by Schwartz. Loose ball. And Colfax comes up with it. And across the timeline is Fisher. Approaching the two-minute mark. 27-25 Colfax. Hands it off now to Johnson. Johnson tries to drive inside. Can't do it. Looking for a cutter. Now has to kick it back out to the wing to Yarrington. Back out to Entsminger, and he'll hand it off to Fisher. Fisher on the top of the key. Here comes a three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No, yes, rims out. Nearly went in. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. 1:45 remaining in the half. Two-point Colfax lead. Over to Saylor in the left corner. Inside to Hurlburt, whistling a foul. So foul will be on number 23, Johnson. And so Hurlburt to inbound it to our left. Hurlburt now looking, inbounds it to Anderson, up and in. Tied at 27. And across the timeline now is Johnson. Here comes the trap. Johnson in trouble. Cross-court pass, though, to Entsminger. Now he's back at center. Now hands it off to Fisher. Fisher into the top of the key now. Back to Entsminger on the right wing. Does a spin move. Head fakes. Shot. No good. And rebounded by Anderson. Anderson to Olmstead. Olmstead across the timeline for the Panthers. Approaching the one-minute mark. Tied at 27. Olmstead over to Bates. Bates now inside to Hurlburt. Kicks it back out to Anderson. Left corner. Three ball on the way. Max Anderson with a big three. Panthers lead by three. Over to Johnson now. Johnson, here comes the trap. Not across the timeline yet either. And still looking. Timeout Colfax. With 41 seconds remaining, Panthers leading 30-27. Thank you to the Durant Smokehouse. Hog sale at the Durant Smokehouse will be starting February 1st. Find out more, visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Visit WWT.coop. The Rooster Tail Grill. Visit the Rooster Tail Grill for daily specials like Taco Tuesday, Wing Wednesday. Also, the Friday Fish Fights, the Rooster Tail, downtown Durant, and O'Galley Cheese Factory featuring homemade pizza, cheese, and meat trays for that Detroit Lions playoff party, because it's Go Lions this weekend, right? Well, O'Galley Cheese Factory can help you out. Highway 25, Durant. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business, and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast. Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency and Security Financial Bank halftime show coming up. All right, so inbounding it now will be Johnson, right at about center court. All right, here we go. Johnson inbounds it to Ensminger, and here comes the trap at half court. He's still in trouble. Now he gets it across the timeline over to Fisher. Fisher now back at center, 30 seconds remaining. He's going to try and drive inside now to Ensminger, and he's looking. Now here comes, he knows the trap is coming. And Olmstead now gets close to start the count. Pass now over to Johnson. They're waiting for the last shot. Hand off to Ensminger now. Back at center. Now he's fakes left, goes right, drives inside, puts up the shot. Oh, knocked down by Saylor. Over to Olmstead. Olmstead back the other way. 1 second. Three ball. Oh, off the rim to end the half. We are at halftime with the Panthers leading by a score of 30-27. Coming up, our Security Financial Bank and Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. That's on the way. You're listening to Durant Arkansas Boys Basketball on WRDN.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency halftime show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown Auto Owners insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Floating the possibility of splitting up Ukraine and Israel funding from border security reform, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell in a closed-door meeting with fellow Republican senators. That's according to reports. Senator Tim Kaine, Virginia Democrat.
My hope would be if they decide first we should do the deal, we should put it up for a vote. But if they decide that now they're not interested in border, I won't be surprised, since they killed a border deal in 2013 and they killed one in 2018.
Emphasizing new projects under the bipartisan infrastructure law in Superior, Wisconsin, President Biden saying President Trump made similar promises unfulfilled.
He didn't get on my watch. Instead of infrastructure week, America is having an infrastructure decade.
With the South Carolina Republican presidential primary coming, Nikki Haley is attending at least 17 fundraising events across five states, say people raising money for her to ABC News. Wall Street major indexes closed higher. This is ABC News.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wing man. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The search is on for the Packers' next defensive coordinator. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Matt LaFleur fired Joe Barry this week, and he also made it official today, letting strength and conditioning coordinator Chris Gizzi go, with the team experiencing a large number of soft tissue injuries. Bucks hiring Doc Rivers as their new head coach. Just when he arrives and starts coaching the Bucks remains to be seen. Bucks beat the Cavaliers 126-116 last night, ending Cleveland's 8-game winning streak. Those two teams will meet again at Fiserv on Friday night. First place is on the line in the Horizon League tonight when the Green Bay Phoenix host Oakland at the Rest Center. Oakland 7-2 in league play, a half game better than the 7-3 Phoenix. Milwaukee also plays host to winless Detroit, which has lost all 20 games that they've played this season. Milwaukee Admirals ran their win streak to 8 games with last night's 4-3 win over Bellevue in AHL play. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Truex touts talented teammate. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
The NASCAR Cup Series kicks off its 76th season on February 4th with the Busch Light Clash at the LA Coliseum. The winner of the 2023 event, Martin Truex Jr., discussed his perspective on teammate Christopher Bell and crew chief Adam Stevens, the only Joe Gibbs Racing duo to advance to the Championship Four last season.
You know, you look at his last two seasons, they've been phenomenal. He hangs around all year long, and you're like, yeah, what's up with the 20? And then the playoffs start. You know, it's like every week he's just up front, sitting on the pole, leading laps. And I think a lot of that probably has to do with Adam. He's been a great crew chief for a long time. He's won championships. And I think those two make a great combination.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Colfax High School halftime as the Panthers leading 30-27. Earlier tonight in the JV game on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard, Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store, the Panthers won that game 57-37. Other scores that we're following tonight on our Duranda Fresh Market scoreboard include Amory at Ellsworth and Girls Hoops, Somerset at Blackhawk and Girls Hoops, New Richmond at West Salem and Boys Basketball. Mondovia is at Elk Mound and Boys Basketball. Glenwood City traveling to Elmwood Plum City and Boys Hoops. Menominee is at Rice Lake in Girls Basketball. Just a few of the scores we're following on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com. On the way, we have second half action coming up with the Panthers leading 30-27. It's Durand Arkansas Boys Basketball here on WRDN Durand.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to Colfax as we get ready for the second half with the Panthers leading 30-27. As both teams get their final instructions, and then we are ready to go. Colfax will get the ball to start. In the second half, Colfax will be going from right to left. The Panthers left to right. Ethan Hilbert's like, yeah, we get the ball, right? And the referee's like, no, no. But he tried. All right, so we are ready to go. So inbounded now to... And Sminger, we are underway in the second half. Over to Yarrington. Yarrington kicks it back over to the corner now. Now over to Ralph. Ralph, top of the key. Ralph hands it back over to Ensminger. Ensminger now retreats back towards center. As Panthers look like they're kind of at a man-to-man type defense. And now he has to pass it off to Yarrington. Yarrington back to Ensminger. They're sitting on the outside. I think they're trying to get it to Fisher somehow. Ensminger is going to keep it himself. Stolen. Stolen by Saylor. Saylor back the other way. And Ensminger knocks it out of bounds behind him. So it'll go back to the Panthers. It'll stay with the Panthers' ball. And Roberta inbounded. Inbounds it to Olmstead. Olmstead now on the right wing. Round the horn we go over to Hayden. Hayden back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back at center. Now over to Saylor. Saylor back to Hayden. Hayden over to Hurlburt. Hurlburt kicks it back the other way. Inside now to Bates. Bates up and in. Bates has 12 so far. And inbounded now to Johnson. Johnson back to Fisher. Panthers lead 32-27. Fisher across the timeline. Fisher now onto the right wing. Now he's getting a little bit cut off. And now back to Fisher. Fisher comes back over to the right wing now. And Fisher looking for a cutter. Now he's going to keep it himself onto the right wing. Kicks it into the corner to Ensminger, but he has to bring it back out to the top of the key to Fisher. Fisher now onto the left wing to Yarrington. Yarrington now squares up. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates over to... Hurlburt. Hurlburt now to Saylor. Saylor drives inside. Circus shot, though, no good. Rebounded by Yarrington. And back the other way now come the Vikings. Ensminger on the left wing thought about the three, but has Olmstead in his face. He's going to go to the right to the top of the key. Hands it off now to Fisher. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bates. Bates to Hurlburts. Back to Hurlburts to Saylor. Pass intercepted. Loose ball. Still a loose ball, and Ensminger comes up with it. And so he'll bring it across the timeline now for the Vikings. And a long cross-court pass now over to Fisher. Fisher, right wing, 15-foot shot, and short, no good. Rebounded by Olmstead. Olmstead now will come across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 32-27, 15-20 remaining in the half. And Olmstead now over to Hurlburt on the left wing. Hurlburt comes over to the top of the key, works off the screen from Bates. Now over to Saylor. Saylor comes back from the right wing to the top of the key to Bates on the right wing. Bates now cross-court pass over to Olmstead. Olmstead works off the screen now. Has to kick it over to Saylor. Saylor left corner fakes the three out to Hayden now. Hayden left wing. He fakes the three. And he'll pass over to Hurlburt at the top of the key. Hurlburt now to Hayden. Hayden over to Bates on the right wing. Back to Hurlburt at center. Hurlburt now drives in from the center. Puts up the shot in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Fisher. Fisher across the timeline for Colfax to the top of the key. Ensminger now. He fakes left, goes right, and kicks it back out. Now three ball on the way by Yarrington. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hurlburt. Hurlburt now across the timeline for the Panthers, leading 32-27. Hurlburt now fakes the three on the left wing, hands it off to Saylor. Saylor to Hayden. Hayden to Saylor. Saylor back over at the top of the key. Now over to Bates. Bates on the left side of the lane, kicks it back out to the wing to Hurlburt. Hurlburt back at center, getting close to the timeline. Watch it. Ethan now over to Saylor. Saylor on the left wing. Saylor, here comes the trap. Now to Hayden. Hayden squares up. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Ensminger, and he'll get across the timeline for the Vikings. Still a five-point Panther lead. Whistle and a foul. Foul will be on number 22, Grady Hayden, is first. And so inbounding it to our left is Johnson. Johnson looking all the way out to Ensminger now. Back in front of the Colfax bench on the right side. Now hands it off to Fisher. Fisher on the right wing drives inside. Pumps, shot. Foul on Hurlburt on Benton. Yep. All right, going to the line for two is Fisher. Thank you to Durand Smokehouse, where the hog sale starts February 1st. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85. Durand, first free throw, no good. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building smart fiber optic communities from the ground up. Find out more, visit www.coop. Next free throw on the way is good. And so 32-28 now, Panthers. And across the timeline now comes Hurlburt. Hurlburt over to Saylor. Saylor now to Olmstead on the right wing. Olmstead now, here comes the trap. Gets inside to Bates. Bates puts up the shot. Oh, he underlaid it. No good. Rebounded by Johnson. Johnson across the timeline. Over to Nichols in the right corner. Back to Johnson. Right wing drives inside. Puts up the shot up and in. 32-30 Panthers. 13 minutes remaining in the game. And Olmstead now across the timeline. Over to Saylor now. Saylor on the left wing. Saylor now back to Olmstead. Squares up. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Short. Tipped out. And Hurlburt comes up with it. Over to Hayden. Hayden at right wing. Three ball on the way. Shot rims out. No good. Rebounded to by Johnson. And Johnson now across the timeline, top of the key, runs inside, puts up the shot, no good. Tip, gets his own rebound. That's Ralph. Shot no good. Rebounded by Hayden. And Olmstead now to Hurlburt. Hurlburt left wing, drives left baseline. Stop, kicks it back over to Saylor. Saylor right wing, squares up, three ball on the way. Shot off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Ensminger. He'll come across the timeline for Colfax. Panthers lead by two. And now into the corner now over to Johnson. Into the left corner, out to the left wing, now to the top of the key. Hands it off to Nichols. Nichols, top of the key. Nichols hands it off to Ensminger now. Ensminger comes back towards center, approaching the 12-minute mark. Again, Panthers up by two, 32-30. Ensminger still waiting. Trying to draw out the defense. Over to Ralph now. Ralph drives inside, puts up the shot, up and in. Hands it off to Olmstead now. We're tied. And Olmstead now works off the screen. Whistle, foul. Foul B on Ralph. And inbounding it now. Weber comes in for the Panthers. And Anderson comes back in. And so Weber to inbound it in front of the Panther bench. Inbounds it to Olmstead. Olmstead back to Hurlburt. Hurlburt, top of the key. Drives in on the right side of the lane. Dishes it off to Anderson. Anderson up and in. Oh, nice pass from Hurlburt to Anderson. 34-32 Panthers. Inbounded now to Johnson. Johnson now across the timeline for Colfax. Comes down to the left wing. Here comes the trap. And he kicks it back out to Ensminger. He'll be at the top of the key. Spin move into the lane. Puts up the shot. Dude.